News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Children around the country are making their way back to school, some back yesterday, some back today. Aside from getting back to a routine of early mornings, packed lunches, many households will begin the battle to balance screen time and homework, given that kids spent basically most of the summer staring at their screens. Jess Kelly, what are the tech habits we should build into the day, and what are the ones that we need to break? Please give us some advice.
I do. You know what? This is the...
And of course, this is an item for the listeners, not for me.
Well, absolutely, yeah. You didn't come up to me personally and beg me to try and solve this issue for you. You know, I've been inundated with emails from parents from the last 3 weeks or so, parents saying, you know, my child spent the entire summer on the PlayStation or on their phone,
Xbox,
or on Snapchat, yeah, all that
or
kind
both
of stuff
at the same time.
Yeah, and it's daunting for parents because they don't want to have, you know, a battle every morning trying to wrestle the device out of the hands of the child. So there are a few different things, and obviously it's very easy for me to say this, not being a parent that's facing into it, but there are small things that you can do. Firstly, if your child doesn't already have a smartphone and they're going into secondary school in particular, this seems to be a question that comes up. A lot of parents are asking, do I need to get my child a smartphone if they're going into secondary school? And the answer is no.
No.
You don't need it. If you want your child to have a communication device, if your child does have a bit of a commute to get to and from school, the Nokia 3310 is back. It's a device that has buttons. It has phone signal. You can call, text. It has a bit of 3G and a very basic camera, but you're not going to be putting Snapchat and Instagram and all that kind of stuff onto it. So that's one option.
Okay.
If you do want to get your child a smartphone, I brought in, this is a Nokia 3.1. It's a very basic Android based smartphone. But the idea with this, and what I'd recommend all parents to do, regardless of the age of your child, is associate their smartphone with an email address that you control. Because you may remember on the show last year, myself and yourself had a conversation about a few different apps that were going from school to school and causing havoc. If you have the phone tied to an email account that you control, you'll be able to see what apps are on your child's phone and engage in a conversation with them and, you know, figure out what they're using it for. If they are being, you know, bullied on it, or if they are indeed doing the bullying,
yeah,
you can have those types of conversations.
Okay, good stuff.
There are a lot of people, though, who want to go a step further and they want to knock their child's access to the internet off entirely.
How realistic is that?
Well, up until very recently, it wasn't that real. But there's a device called the iKids router. It's made by an Irish company called iKids. It's I-K-Y-D-Z, spelt okay, the cool way. But the idea with this device is that it plugs into the back of your...
K-O-L, yeah.
Yeah, K.
Go on.
2K. So it plugs into the back of your router. And the idea is that every device, instead of going onto your modem... So if at the moment your Wi-Fi network is called Coleman 123,
yeah,
what you now do is you'll go on to iKids 123, and every device in the house will go through that, and you, the parent, can decide after 9 o'clock you don't want Paul Williams going on YouTube and you don't want Paul Williams having access to Snapchat on his phone. So you can knock off individual toggles, and it just gives you a sense of control, because the common word in all the emails that I'm getting for the last few weeks is powerless. Parents say, I feel completely powerless.
Yeah.
I don't know how to stop it. So this gives you an element of control. And if you are nervous about, you know, starting these conversations with your children, the webwise.ie is an incredible resource. It's a website that has a portal for parents, it has a portal for students, and then it has a portal for teachers. And on that, it gives you conversation starters, kind of like chat up lines to have with your kids about technology, because kids don't want to talk about what they're up to. They just want to do their own thing and be left alone. But that's dangerous. You wouldn't leave your kids alone with any other tool or any other device. So why would you leave them with the phone?
Yeah.
So it's all about engaging in the communication and the conversation.
All sounds sensible. No, I like the other thing, no phones in the bedroom at night.
Yeah, but again, I know a lot of parents who are saying that it's an absolute battle to get the device off them.
I think that's a battle you have to have. I think the idea of kids bringing their phones into the bedroom when they're going to bed,
yeah,
and then you hear stories about them being on half the night. I just think that, I mean, I agree with you about the battles, but I just think there's some battles you have to have.
Absolutely, and stuff like the iKids device, you know, if it is getting to the stage of just ridiculous.
But sorry, on the iKids thing,
yes,
can they, does that stop them using it?
The 3G and the 4G,
yeah,
and all
3G
the rest.
And 4G.
There are control elements to that. So there's a subscription model. So if you buy this device, it's €99 for the actual box, and that will control the Wi-Fi. But then you can get a subscription-based model that will control all cellular activity on the device, okay. So you can block it. So look, that is an option. Of course, the other conversation that's going to be had with schools and parents is, should schools be allowed, or should phones be allowed in the schools? So, you know, the government have said that each school has to make their own decision, consulting with parents and students as to whether or not phones are allowed into the classroom or on the premises of the school. So I think this is an issue that's going to be rumbling on throughout the academic year.
Okay, good stuff, Jess Kelly. Thanks indeed for that. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, with some good advice there. Webwise.ie, basically, is that portal filled with advice for parents, teachers and children of all ages. I can't imagine too many kids checking it out. But Jess, thanks a lot for that.